السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, it is in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, 95-99% of the cities and countries of the world. Today we focus on Surah Yunus, verses 87 to verse number 89. To recap our previous lesson, very few people from the Israelites, that is, you must remember, embrace Islam, and people were fearing him, the Pharaoh, because he was a ten-pot dictator. He would execute and kill people and so forth and so on. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that Nabi Musa alayhi salam told his people, if you have complete iman, then you will do three things. Number one, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Place your trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So now the question arises, but what is meant by tawakkul? Tawakkul does not mean tarkul asbab, to leave the means. Tawakkul means use all the means at your disposal that are permissible, acceptable in Sharia, and the end result and consequences that you leave that in the power, in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Myself, so now we got married. Now you married 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever the case might be. But Allah's decree is such that He don't want to give you children, so you must be ridha bil qada. So you must accept it, and accept it not grudgingly. You must accept it lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Allah will give you something better. Mother Aisha Siddiqa had no children. What are you going to say in that case then? Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu had no children. So we look at contemporary times. Before that we look at Sahaba times. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, no children. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, no children. So you try what are permissible, but the end result you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the tawakkul. And then second thing he taught them, now you must read the dua. Say, Alallahi tawakkalna. Only upon Almighty Allah will we place our trust. And then second one, Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimin. Oh beloved Allah, do not make us a target and a trial for a people who are the ten-pot dictators, the oppressors, and those people who are the tyrants and so forth. And the third dua, وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, through your mercy, you rescue us and save us from the people who are the non-Muslims. So three duas he wanted and commanded them. Nabi Musa alayhi salam told his people, read these three duas during the tyranny, oppression, suppression, aggression of the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies. Alallahi tawakkalna, first one. Second one, Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimin, second one. Third one, wa najjina birahmatika min alqawmi alkafirin. So whenever you are oppressed, then read these du'as. And you can add another beautiful du'a also. The du'a Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam taught us, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, who read the following du'a against the gay community, the homosexuals. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30, in the 20th Juz, 20th Supara. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. Rabbin surni, ya Allah, assist me. Rabbin surna, ya Allah, assist us, the collective, the plural. Ala al-qawm al-mufsidin, against these mischief makers, troublemakers, harami, jutlas, mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and all the enemies of Islam will be included then. So Allah se mangna hai, or Allah se manwana hai. We have to beg, petition, Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, and make decisions in our favor. We all know these jutlas, haramis, burnt another masjid there in Palestine. I just sent it out now before Zuhr Salat. So that is what they do. You see, they provoke you, and then when we respond, then they will say the Muslims are the terrorists, whilst they themselves, the Americans, the Israelis, and the haramis are the biggest terrorists and murderers and crooks, remember that, occupying our land and stealing more and more. So that is what they do. So what else do they have to do? That is today's lesson, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is much more prominent than Nabi Harun alayhi salam. But as far as age goes, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam is elder. Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami, Ismi Grami is mentioned 20 times in the Noble Quran. Your son's name, your husband's name is Harun. What does it mean? Eloquent in his speech. You see that? And Musa, Moses, Moshi, the Jutla say Moshi, the Bible says Moses, we say Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So his Dami Nami Ismi Grami mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran, dark in complexion, but Allah is elevating him so much, 136 times in the Noble Quran. No messenger's name is mentioned so many times. What is the meaning of Musa? Your son's name, father's name, husband's name is Musa. So what is the meaning? Al-waladu alladhi yajri fil bahri fit ta'bud. That child that is floating there in the box, you see that? On the ocean, on the river, in the lake, River Nile, you see that? So that is the meaning of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. What a lesson. So in Arabic we have a saying, likulli fir'aunin Musa. For every pharaoh, every tenpot dictator, we have a Musa. Meaning, always there will be a kashmakash. There will be a conflict between haq and batil. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam symbolizes the truth. And the pharaoh, he is a nishani and a sign of the falsehood. So we see our Hamas is the truth. You see, our Taliban is the truth. And obviously they make mistakes, they commit sins. So that every person is going to do, but at least they're trying, and they're defeating the enemy, and they're showing this ummah a forgotten lesson, the lesson of jihad. If you bring jihad in your life, Allah will give you magnificent victory, and honor, and dignity in this world and the year after. Yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib and we were speaking something, so I said, Ya Nabi, Hazrat, you know what, agar aadmi yu kare, to 100% kamiyabi hai dunya mein bhi akhirat mein. Then I read the verse, fa atahumullahu thawab ad-dunya. Then he read the second part, wa husna thawab al-akhirah. You see that? So if we devote and dedicate ourselves to Allah's deen, no hidden agenda and ulterior motive, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, whatever we enjoy in this world, remember it is a bonus of bansela, and the optimum maximum reward you will get in the year after. And that is, remember for who? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. So me and you should ask ourselves, what is our intention and what is our motive and so forth and so on. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, remember that. And it is in verse number, Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3. And verse number 148, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do their speech, actions, everything. They fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Allah ta'ala make us of those people. Now, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam are giving further instructions to the people during the reign of terror, during the reign of oppression, suppression, aggression of the Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies and so forth. Chapter number 10, verses 87 to 89. وَأَوْحَيْنَا. Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone and unique. But Allah uses the royal pronoun, we send the revelation. Why does Allah use the plural, a symbol and sign of reverence and respect? Why does Almighty Allah use the plural? Only He can do this. Who can send wahi, revelation? So He's stamping His authority, majesty and sovereignty. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ. And we send the revelation to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and his brother. Some places Harun alayhi salam's name is mentioned, some places not mentioned. Rabbi ghafir li wa li akhi wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Nabi Musa alayhi salam crying, begging, petitioning Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. Oh Allah, forgive me and my brother. Forgive me not for sins. They are ma'soom. They're protected from vices and sins. For our mistakes, our shortcomings, our error in judgment. So that does not constitute a sin. So we should be very clear. Then include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy, me and you should be reading this dua daily, abundantly and profusely. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا. So now you must build. You see, both of you must start making arrangements for your people. Both of you are leaders, so these are your people. You see, that بِمِصْرَ, there in Egypt. What must you build? بُيُوتًا. بُيُوتًا don't mean a palatial, luxurious home, triple story and two stories. You build a place where you can sleep. Buyut e ma yabitu bil insan, where the person can spend the night, you see that. So simple, simple structures you build, you see that. And when you build these simple, simple houses and so forth, then how much you build it, which direction? So today our people will say that no, the house must face the northern direction so you get more sunlight. But Islam didn't say that. Islam said, وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. That build your houses and make your houses facing the Qibla, so that you can read more and more Salat. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. And establish the Salat. So قَوْلًا, and by speech, by their utterances, they must read the three du'as. أَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتْكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. I told you, add the other one also. Chapter 29, verse 30, رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. That is by speech. And now, the action. So your houses, simple structures, and face it towards the Qibla. Our Qibla is the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Their Qibla at that time was Masjidul Aqsa. So remember, you make the houses face that side there. And why? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. You establish the Salah. You read Salat. Your children must read Salat. Your wife must read Salat. Your colleagues must read Salat. That is أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Now today the Ummah, if you look at percentage, and I have Quran in my hand, I tell you 75-80% of this Ummah does not read five daily Salat on time. So when our harlot is like that, then what do you expect? We are right in Makkah and people are missing Salat and Jummah Salat and Salat with Jamaat and all that for the men. So imagine that Musta Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in chapter 22 verse 32. Chapter 22 verse 32, Suratul Hajj. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. and those people who show respect and reverence to the landmarks and the symbols of Almighty Allah. Wallahi, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, is a landmark and symbol of Almighty Allah. So if you show love, respect and reverence for that, فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, so that is the sign that you have some taqwa and piety in the inner recesses of your heart. Hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah wa sahahahu al-Albani, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said it is Sahih Hadith. Today people are right there by the Baytullah and the Kaaba Musharrafa, and what they do, they're stretching their legs, they're laughing and mocking and playing and so forth and so on. So that is a mockery you must be doing, remember, that is unacceptable. So go read chapter number 22 and verse number 32. And then the hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, man tafala tujah al-qibla jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna aynayh, whoever spits in the direction of the qibla, in the direction of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, tomorrow on the day of justice, that saliva, that spit will be placed on the forehead of that person there. You see that? For humiliating, to humiliate him and disgrace him or her. That our feet and we our beds in our houses. And where's the respect? Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. The Sha'ir, the poet, says, no person is successful unless you have respect and reverence. And if you are a failure, then it is because of your disrespect and your saying, no, this is not important, that is not important. So we don't have to blame other people for our failures. We have to blame ourselves. وَمَا صَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, and when calamities befall you, it is just a response and reaction to your own deeds. Allah Jalla Wala is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. وَيَعَفُوا أَنْ كَثِيرٍ, he forgave, he overlooked so many vices and sins of ours. So now the qibla will be there, the house you must read salat, and that's a sign. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give glad tidings to the believers. You see that now? So these are the actions. So when we oppress more and more salat, when you feel that now there's nobody to help you, our Allah is there to help you. Cry to Allah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam cried. The whole world almost turned against him. Beside that 80, 82 people. And then what he did? Chapter 54, Surah Qamar, verse number 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Ya Allah, that I'm overpowered, overwhelmed. You assist me, you defend me, O my beloved Allah. And Nabi cried, Nabi Lut alayhi salam, and remember the punishment came on the land and the sand of Sodom and Gomorrah. It became the lowest portion as altitude goes in this world. And Nabi cries, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, 43 times his name, Nami, Isme Grami mentioned in the Quran. Same time after his crying, the deluge, the flood, the tufan started. The clouds for 6 months and 10 days, as mentioned in Mustad Ahmad, the rain and the deluge and floods continued. You see that? From the land and the sand, the fountains and the springs started gushing out the water. All this enshrined in the noble Quran. وَقَالَ مُوسَى, now Nabi Musa alayhi salam making dua. رَبَّنَا, Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher. إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You Allah Jalla Wala, out of your mercy, out of your grace, out of your hikmatullah al-baligha, your perfect wisdom, you gave the Pharaoh, wa mala'ahu, his cabinet, his caucus, his followers. So zinatan, you gave them all the luxuries. The people could just look at it and admire it and relish and cherish it. You see that? Wa amwalan, and you gave them, Ya Allah, that wealth, million, billion, trillions, you see that. And fil hayati dunya, in this worldly life. Now just bring this verse to Saudi Arabia. Bring this verse to United Arab Emirates. Bring this verse to the Arab kingdoms and so forth. Who is serving Islam? Are the Saudi regime serving Islam? The Wahhabis, Najdis, Mustafa Rasulullah refused to make dua for them as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Said there you will find the fitan and calamities and disasters and the zarazil. You will find all these earthquakes and earth tremors there. Does UAE haramis, murtad, just like MBS and MBZ and so forth, are they serving Islam? They banned the Tabligh Jamaat, the best Jamaat in the whole world for the past 100 years. So are they doing? So see, so when sometime Allah give you so much wealth, then it is not a rahmah, it's not a mercy, it's a zahma, it's a curse and a punishment for those people there. And slowly they're going to lose everything. So, amwalan fil hayati dunya, Rabbana, O my sustainer, O our sustainer, O our nourisher, O our provider, I know why you gave them that, Ya Rab, liyudillu an sabilik, so they will lead other people astray from your path. So how can that wealth be a mercy for them? So me and you, we are the millionaires, we are the billionaires, we are the trillionaires. So when Allah give us some properties, some smart cars, some farm, some this, some that, the way we walk, the way we talk, like there's nobody like us. That same Allah who gave it will take it away in a split second. Qarun walked out in his pomp and glory and haughtiness, and they told him, wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Spend on the creation and do good for the creation as Allah did good for you. He was a secularist, a capitalist. You see where Allah comes in the equation. This is all my intelligence, my shrewdness, my business acumen. Qala innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. Allah Ta'ala, when he took his wealth, his millions, billions exhibition, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah let the land and the sand open and buried right in the bottom, finish and clear. That is Allah in a split second. So see now Nabi Musa alayhi salam teaching us a dua to make against all these Saudis and all these Emiratis and all these 10-pot dictators who are harming the Muslims and Islam and serving the interests of America and Israel. They say Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are the traitors and treacherous to Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. They are Khadimu America wa Israel. They are the Khadims of America and Israel, the Haramis. So how Nabi Musa alayhi salam make dua? We make dua also. Rabbana tumis ala amwalihim. Ya Allah, you destroy their wealth. You destroy their oil, Ya Allah. You destroy their money and everything. وَشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And harder, make hard their hearts. First we make dua for hidayat, but when they don't listen, they're too arrogant, then you make this dua. وَشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Make their hearts become hardened. So no hidayat, no nur, no radiant effulgence will enter the inner recesses of the heart. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا. They will not bring by iman in the true sense of the word. حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Till they see the painful punishment. Who's making the dua? Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Who's saying Ameen? Nabi Harun alayhi salam. What Allah says next line? All Allah states, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Indeed Allah accepted both of your duas. You and your wife, when last you made dua together? O father, mother and your children, when last you made dua together? O Ustaji and your students, when you made dua together? So sometimes get together. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. So after Asr, Isa, and Mustajaba, you got the time, you got the opportunity. It's summer now. And the rent dollar also is improving for you business people. After Zohar now, when I was coming, 1 o'clock news. So they say now it is 16 rand 99, 96 cents. You see, under 17 rand. So now your business will boom more. So make more shukr. Come on, wife, let's make dua. Come on, children, let's make dua. So like that. So you create the environment like that. So you see, a Nabi cried, Ya Allah, destroy and decimate their wealth. Ya Allah, make their hearts very hard. because they are too arrogant and too proud. Till they see the punishment, then only they'll come right. You see that? You will see, if you go to Saudi Arabia's history, 70, 80 years ago, they were paupers. You must remember that. You go to the United Arab Emirates and all of them was just desert, nothing. But Allah gave them. But what they're doing? لِيُدِلُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ, to lead the people astray. So Allah answers both of them, mighty messengers and prophets of Allah, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, قال Allah, Allah says, قَدْ, definitely, surely, positively, أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا, both your people's du'as are accepted. Therefore, it's good to say, Ameen, Ameen. Even when you make du'a individually, say, Ameen. Ameen means, Allahumma stajib du'a'ana. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. 10, 20, 30 years, you married, you got no children, cry to Allah, husband, wife. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Just now before Zohar, I found somebody, you see. So he's married now 2-3 years. I asked him, bacha, he say nothing. I say, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. He's half his, mashallah. So he say, yeah, we're reading. I say, never lose hope in Allah. So the da'wah to kuma, so your du'as are accepted, both of you. First taqima, so both of you remain steadfast. 100% steadfast, the anbiya and prophets. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِّ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. These kind of verses, the address is to the prophets, but the murad biha al-ummah. The real message is from me and you. Okay, we're on the right path now. But then somebody comes with $1 million. A woman comes and she is the paragon of beauty, blonde, blonde hair, green, green eyes, and she got wonderful skin complexion and so forth. You will think she's Hure-een, but she's Hure-teen, you see that? So, aurat or daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. The wealth and the money have destroyed this ummah. How many places? Therefore, ask Allah for protection. Remember this. We're not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, so we should think properly. So Allah is saying to the two prophets, but the message is for me and you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِّ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Never ever follow the path of those people who don't have the knowledge. Today, I tell you always, today the ummah is just like sheep. Follow the Pied Piper. Bab dada em karta huta. That is not Islam, that is jahalat, you must remember that. You must learn Islam. Rabbi zidni ilma. From the womb to the tomb. From the cradle to the grave. From the fountain, from the mountain to the fountain. So every day we must learn. Bahrun la sahila lahu. The knowledge is such an ocean, it doesn't have an ending. It's infinite, remember that. May Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy and make us the khadim of His deen and the people whose actions and everything is accepted. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya arhamar rahimin. Through your grace, mercy and benevolence. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.